Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of American heroes, we have one with us today. Very happy to bring in Gabby Douglas, of course, the star with the all-around gold in gymnastics in London, and also the team gold, got the team gold in Rio as well, part of the Fierce Five and the Final Five, as we like to call it. She's here to talk about the Olympics, but first, Gabby, when I think about all you've been through, and you've written a book and you've had a movie about you, and yet you're 25, this is usually when people are trying to figure out what they want to do. Does it kind of feel like you've already lived three lives?
It does. It honestly feels like so much has happened, but it feels like it's so interesting. Sometimes it feels like just yesterday, and then it sometimes feels like, man, that was like ages ago. But like to think that the 2012 Olympics happened like 8-9 years ago, like, time flies, I'm telling you. But, like, you know, so much has happened. Honestly, I'm so grateful to, you know, have been put in this position where, you know, I do have this platform to inspire. But, you know, it's been a journey, but I'm so grateful.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about why you're here. It's from Mattress Firm's Unjunk Your Sleep Tour, the Unjunk Your Sleep Truck in Weehawken, New Jersey. I know that you're an advocate for getting sleep, which none of us seem to do. So what's going on with that, Gabby?
Yes, well, today I'm partnering with Mattress Firm to talk about how to unjunk your sleep. And basically, it's kind of like, you know, revamping your mattress, and also, too, like, how can we get better sleeping habits to become better human beings? Because as human beings, we all have the same DNA, and we need sleep. And even as an athlete, I myself notice the difference between not having sleep and sleep. And my body will recover so much quicker and so much faster. And it's just so important to, you know, plan out your sleep and to, like, get enough sleep. Because, like I said, like, our brains and all our bodies recover, and it's so healing to our bodies.
Yeah, very, very well said. So I'm thinking about the challenges for any Olympics. There are myriad challenges for any athlete. And I know when you guys went to Rio, there was the Zika and other things going on. But this Olympics, I mean, geez Louise, it's already been delayed a year. You got the citizens of Japan. Some of them are up in arms. We've got for Corona, you got no fans there. How much of a challenge is this going to be for especially Team USA?
Honestly, it's a huge shift. You know, I've never competed and I've never trained during a pandemic. So it's definitely a huge shift. And I honestly respect and applaud all these athletes because it's hard. Not only, you know, being an athlete and reaching your full potential and maximizing your full potential with a lot of training and guts and tenacity, but you have to do it on top of a pandemic going on. I can't imagine how hard that is, because as athletes, we are in each other's space. And, you know, we share the same equipment. We're literally, you know, in the same rooms, the same village. And so, you know, now being, you have to be mindful, like, oh, who I'm around, what I touch, who I share my space with. And I can't imagine, like I said, how difficult that is during this time. And even to all the uncertainty around the Olympic Games competition, wow, like, it's just such rocky times right now.
No doubt. Now, you know what it's like to, you know, win the Olympics and then go back and they're all eyes on you in Rio. So this is what we have with Simone Biles now. And this time there's no Usain Bolt. There's no Michael Phelps. This is really kind of her Olympics. She seems like she's someone that would be able to deal with that pressure. But it's pressure that can't even be described, is it?
It's honestly a whole bunch of different pressure. And not only pressure, you know, that's coming from the inside of you, but also pressure from the outside world, from social media, from, you know, the fans. And, you know, like, if you have the mindset of, you know, going out there and doing your normal, then, you know, no matter who it is, you can go out and achieve the greatest. But, yeah, like, there's so much pressure when it comes to being an Olympic athlete.
I had Nastia Lukin on my show last week, and she said that she already considers Simone the greatest of all time. What do you think of that?
I honestly have been, you know, so disconnected from my phone and healing myself and my body and my mind from gymnastics and Olympic Games. So I have honestly been, you know, so not in touch, if you will, with my phone these days.
How would it be, you know, when I think about all the training you did and all the media and, you know, being a worldwide star, do you still sometimes, when no one's around, want to get out there on a pommel horse and flip around, or do you want nothing to do with that stuff anymore?
Well, I take gymnastics and I take the lessons that has taught me wherever I go. You know, there was so much that I have learned. There were so many benefits. I've learned discipline. I've learned time management. I've learned how to be, you know, respectful. I learned how to carry myself, and not only for me, but also to what I represent and who I am. And so I think just like the, you know, one of the greatest athletes of all time was Kobe Bryant. And, you know, he said that he carried his sport around him and he learned so much. You know, even the mindset of athlete not only stays in the athlete realm, but also branches out and transfers to also life, because there's so many life lessons learned in sports.
You know, I was thinking too, like when you're doing the vault, you might do a Yurchenko entry or the uneven bars doing a Stalder. Was there sort of a pressure on you? Like, I got to invent things here. So they'll say, oh, we're going to do a Gabby right here.
Well, no, like I honestly just love being able to give the crowd a good show to watch. I love being able to do cool tricks and things with my body. And I was just so grateful to have the body and the talent where I could do and express myself through artistry and through flips and twists and through just making everything like a beautiful song. But I don't know, like I did think about creating my own moves, but then again, I just thought about, and my coach even too, just, you know, doing the sport, doing the craft, and that's enough.
No doubt. I know you got to run, so tell us a little bit more about the Unjunk Your Turn National Sweepstakes. What's that?
Yeah, so Mattress Firm is doing a national sweep with Unjunk Your Sleeve, and it's so cool because experts will teach you how to unjunk your sleeve, how to get a better night's rest. And they're coming to Detroit, they're coming to Houston and New York City. So if you guys are in those locations, I definitely recommend going out and giving Mattress Firm a try and learning how to unjunk your sleep, because as humans, we need sleep. For more information, you guys can go to junksleep.com.
Yep, and the hashtag unjunk your sleep giveaway and tagging at Mattress Firm. Gabby Douglas, one of the great champions of all time. Enjoy watching the Olympics, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.